That does it. We're getting a generator. We've been saying that for years, approximately every time the lights go out, which in our neck of the woods is pretty much whenever the wind does much more than whisper through the leaves. And last Thursday night it wasn't whispering, it was shouting, so loud in fact, that it felled a major oak tree across our back lawn. The lights went out somewhere past midnight, and with it the electricity, the water, both hot and cold, and the heat, of course. None of that mattered. We come from hardy stock. I've been known to go for a full day without taking a shower. And I consider reading and cooking by candlelight. The stove still ushered gas, even if you were required to light it with a match, a quaint and romantic anachronism that I'm willing to endure for approximately the same amount of time I'm willing to go without soap and water. We also have a wood-burning stove. When we bought it, we had fantasies of it generating so much heat that the whole house would be toasty. Turns out the model we purchased is more ornamental than functional. It has a lovely picture window that allows you to admire the flames and embers, but apparently at the sacrifice of heat. If we're lucky, when it really gets rolling, it will heat our sunroom where it's located and grace one or two other rooms with a semblance of warmth. But none of our provisions all put together, the flashlights, headlamps, crank radio, stoves, both wood-burning and coffee-warming, would have come anywhere close to meeting the challenge required of them last weekend. That was to accommodate 5 house guests in addition to ourselves Friday night and 7 the following night, as well as 40 guests who were showing up for a house concert Saturday afternoon. Fortunately, the performer's instruments, a piano and a cello, didn't require electricity, which may be why live music was the equivalent of Netflix through the preponderance of human history. But their program, not to mention the mood of our guests, might still suffer if the musicians were playing in the cold and by candlelight. Normally, when we call our electric company, they're at least able to provide comfort by offering an approximate time by which power will be restored. For some reason, that wasn't the case in this storm. Visiting their website, my cell phone worked, even if our internet didn't. Under categories such as cause status and established restoration, which in past tempests had offered cheery predictions, now said only investigating. Investigating could mean anything. It could mean their crews were clueless, overwhelmed, hard at work restoring our power, or dispatched to Southern California to help them deal with their Armageddon winds and fires. The message, in not so many words, seemed to be, stop complaining, we'll get to you when we get to you, and by the way, what fops hold house concerts in 2019 anyway? Perhaps they had a point. However, the performers, cellist Claire Monfredo and pianist Ari Livni, were on their way. Indeed, they constituted 2 of our 4 house guests, 3 if you include Nina Monfredo, a violinist and Claire's sister who kindly volunteered to turn the score's pages for Ari. And then there were all those excellent cheeses, crudités, and various beverages that would go to waste if we were forced to cancel the event. So the question arose, could we pull off a concert in the creeping dusk of an autumn late afternoon while greeting our guests after having not showered for 2 days? Fortunately, things never reached that degenerate state. On Friday night, just as I was returning from the Hudson, New York train station after picking up the musicians and festively informing them that they'd be playing under conditions that would have been familiar to Beethoven, one of whose compositions they were planning to perform, the lights and electricity returned. Normally, I suffer a moment of disappointment when they do. There's something meditative about candlelight. My wife had studded the house with candles, votive and otherwise. But on this occasion, I was more than willing to concede that for all the achievements of Vienna's golden age of classical music, I prefer living in an era of LEDs and hot showers at the turn of a handle. By Saturday afternoon, things were well back to normal if you ignored the towering oak, now an eyesore, splayed across our back lawn, and the house was filled with the melody of the musicians practicing their parts. Even if your claim to being cultured is tenuous, you can't help but feel better about yourself and optimistic about life with a concert pianist toying with Brahms in your living room. And here I once thought the greatest impediment to pulling off the event was going to be the questionable health of our inherited Steinway baby grand. But the piano sounded excellent, the cello captivating, the light, both natural and artificial, lovely, and the audience rapt. Hopefully there's another house concert in our future, but not before our generator arrives.